B4 BWA, mobile.
B4 CBA.
KB4 CBA, KN4 VWA.
Hey Steve, how you doing?
Well, I'm just enjoying this sunshine to bud. It turned a little cool, didn't it? I gotta go down and pay taxes on my vehicles, two vehicles, and then I gotta go over and pay the insurance on them. All that crap starts hitting at the same time, so you're gonna be seeing me walking with my left pocket a little higher, a little less heavy.
Well, I just got through talking to a guy in Sweden on 20 meters.
So was it good and clear? The band was good? Propagation good?
5x9, and it's 14.260.7.
Wow. That's cool. Hey, how did you find him? Just scrolling up and down through the band, or did you use the N3FJP, or what?
You know, I got the 7300, so it's got the waterfall. So I just saw his signal and just tuned it up.
In a hole on Wade Hampton, aren't you?
Hey, it's not too bad. I wouldn't really say I'm down in a hole. It's I'm not sitting up as high as you are.
Scratchy there for just about 10 seconds. I figured you're on Wade Hampton, either in a hole or in a shadow. So where are you off to today? Tennis or what you up to?
Oh, I'm just sitting here at the house.
What in hell?
On this old Kenwood mobile. This is an old Kenwood 2-meter mobile rig.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. You put it in your house, didn't you?
It's in the house, and I put up a J-pole, and so I could hit a repeater.
It's working. Huh. Hey, you know what I did? I used a little mag mount antenna, put it on a cookie dish, or not a cookie dish, but a cookie pan, a little metal cookie pan, set it on top of a cabinet in my computer room, and I'm using my Baofeng, attached it to my Baofeng, and it gets out great.
Hey, Steve, he just loves sounding bad when he's on the air. W2T.
Now, you think it was, did what to who?
Yeah, I mean, I had mine sitting on just a little piece of metal, sitting on a bar stool right here beside me. And I used that for my antenna for a while, but I was a little scratchy in the repeater.
So what did you say, Rusty? Jump back in there.
I said he just likes sounding bad on the air when he gets like that, so people will feel sympathy for him.
Radio to sound scratchy to feel people, folks to feel sorry for him, huh? There's other sources for that. I mean, the guys went to high school with him, and we all get together for lunch, we feel for him.
David.
Well, I've been shot at so many times, I would like Swiss cheese.
Us who needs enemies, right?
y'all wouldn't know anybody that has a turntable they'd like to sell, do you?
Like a little TLC done to it that I'd be willing to let go real cheap.
Question, David.
See, I use it to play records.
Hey, ding,
ding-dong, are you going to play 45s, or are you going to try to go high-end with a nice amplifier? You know, there's everything from $39.95 that you can pick up with these little Crosby things, brand new, to, you know, $500 and $600 Macintosh. Where is it you want to land, and what is your application? How high-end do you want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really decided. I'm not paying $600 for a turntable, though. My wife bought me Victrola brand, and it both have Bluetooth and all that, and it doesn't work. And in fact, the turntable won't even turn off when you turn it on Bluetooth. And the output where you plug in the RCA plugs, there's no signal there. So it's just a piece of junk. It'll play records on it, and you can listen to them on its own speakers, but it sounds like crap.
Again, I mean, have you got a nice amp that you want to run it through, or you just want to play records on a little stereo?
It's an amp, I'd like one that I could, plug into the computer.
Amazon, you can buy just about what you're talking about, and it has an analog to digital converter built into it, and you'll find what you're wanting there, and probably somewhere right around $90 to $100, and it'd be a pretty good one.
Well, I've looked on Amazon. Rusty, what do you have?
Yeah, well, my wife bought here years ago, and it's been sitting around gathering dust, and it just needs a little bit of TLC, and, I'm just wanting to get a few bucks out of it and get rid of it, get it out of the house, because I don't use it, even though I have records. But, it just, for some reason, it won't spin for albums or 45s, either one. I think it just needs a new belt. I just don't have, just don't want to worry about it. That's why I said I'm willing to let it go real cheap. And it was not cheap when we bought it.
Remember what brand it is?
Just a second. Let me walk in the other room. Thank you.
Well, I hope you and Rusty are doing something more exciting than what I'm doing. Toby and I are headed over towards the dump.
I just talked to a guy in Sweden on 20 meters.
What did he have to say?
He's just making contacts. Most of them are from the States here, and his name is, I think he said Lawrence. Tom, I'm sorry. I've got his call written down.
You gonna log him?
KB4CBA. Yeah, my internet's messed up though, so I can't get online, so I gotta, my wife, she's calling, Spectrum, see if we can get a new modem.
That, modem?
Oh, I guess it's about 4 years old.
Well, good luck on that. Are you, do you know what speed you have right now? Most of Greenville's on 200 now. Boy, that really flies. But you got to have the right modem to do it.
It's been working like a champ. I mean, we use it. You know, we've got a ton of devices we use on it, and we use Apple TV and my yeah, my daughter and my son-in-law just moved in, so all their devices are hooked up to it. We had to bring out the MiFi last night.
What'd you bring out?
On a MiFi, it's your own personal internet signal.
Something like a hotspot? Yeah, okay. Well, hope you can get it going. I assume you unplugged everything and then plugged everything back up in sequence to see if it start working.
Do that, and it's, I don't know what's wrong with it. But anyway, we'll get it straightened out. Steve's in there, and Rusty's in there as well. Go ahead and jump in there, Steve. I'm surprised you hadn't jumped in there already.
Well, guys, be right with you.
I heard you on your last transmission. I didn't know Steve was in there. Yeah, it's very uncharacteristic not to hear Steve. All right. Well, I'll just be in here for about four more minutes, then I'll be at the dump. I don't live really too far from it, but I recycle all our cans, plastics, and all the cardboard. We get a lot of stuff from Amazon, so we got a lot of cardboard. Put it in the back of the Expedition here and try to recycle it. Plus, we forgot to take the trash out 1 week, so I have a surplus of garbage, so I'm also bringing some of that along with me. So exciting day here. But that's great about Sweden. But, are you working on DXCC or anything particular like that? And Rusty, what's going on with you? Over.
A little better now. Had to have the amp worked on and get it back in line, get it back running. So had to have a new set of tubes to go in it. Had to have some resistors replaced. That one was, a couple of them were bad in there that were under the tubes. So anyway, and I've been making a few contacts here and there, working more CW lately than anything else, and trying to stay well. And but that's, you know, getting things done, as they say.
Hey, Rusty, we were talking about that turntable. Would it be a lot of trouble for you to bring it to the next club meeting?
I make the next club meeting. Right now, my Monday nights are all in rehearsals, and it's kind of hard for me to miss rehearsal when every 3 weeks we're playing bells. So if I miss a meeting, miss a rehearsal, and all, but it's a... and all, the brand name is Thomas Panconi. It's a real good one. It's got AM/FM stereo receiver in it, along with the turntable. And like I said, the only thing that doesn't work right now properly is the turntable, and it could probably just needs a new belt. I just haven't gone into the process of trying to dig into it to look at it myself.
Okay. Well, would you do this for me then? You can get my email address on QRZ, and can you take a picture of it and email it to me?
Sure, I'll be glad to. Not a problem. Like I said, right now at my house, it's just a dust catcher, because even though I have records and stuff, I just don't do any playing, and that's why it sat for so long and didn't get used. And I've cleaned it up and everything else, and it, you know, like I said, it just needs to be adjusted. And I've just not had the time nor the inclination to take it to a place to have it serviced, David. It's not, you know, like I said, the radio, AM/FM radio, works fine. But yeah, I'll get a picture and I'll send it to you.
Well, Well, I gotta jump out of here, gentlemen. My grandson just came running in the door, so I gotta run. So y'all have a good afternoon, and we will talk with you later. Good to talk with you, everyone. 73s to all, and I'm clearing out here. KB4CBA.
Have a good one, W2T. And Bill, if you're still there, we'll talk to you later because I've got to go take care of a couple of things and I've got to go run some errands myself. Talk to all of you later, W2T clear.
73, N4IQ.